Jordan Addison came back from his thumb injury on Tuesday and picked a good day to do it. It was Kyler Murray's first practice as the named Week 1 starter, and Addison caught back-to-back corner route completions from him, per Rob Kleifield at Vikings.com. Then in Saturday's 13-10 preseason win over the Giants, he caught an out route on Murray's lone drive, the 10-play 54-yard march that ended in a field goal, per Tyler Fornes at A to Z Sports. The June preview's core read was that Addison's down season was circumstance, not decline. A three-game suspension to open the year, then shaky quarterback play the rest of the way, dragged a receiver who had been genuinely productive in each of his first two seasons, a real number two next to Justin Jefferson with home run ability, down to 42 catches. We said the underlying player hadn't changed, the team's belief hadn't changed, they exercised his fifth-year option, and the entire swing for this season was quarterback resolution. Better play unlocks him, more of the same caps him. This window delivered on both halves of what he needed. The health note cleared, he's practicing in full. And the quarterback question, the exact if the June Red said had broken his previous season, got a definitive answer when Kevin O'Connell named Murray the starter, citing his completion rate and comfort in the scheme, per Jordan DeJohnny at CBS Sports. Two corner routes and a preseason out pattern are small evidence, but they're small evidence of the specific connection his season depends on, and every rep of it this week connected. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The argument was that a healthy Addison plus competent quarterback play equals the player from his first two seasons, and both conditions moved into place this week. What's unproven is the volume. His target share next to Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson, and now Jawan Jennings is the number that decides how big the season gets. Next week, first team targets in preseason game two, and whether the Murray to Addison downfield work keeps showing up in practice reports. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.